Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
According to reports, iHeartMedia has filed for bankruptcy. The company currently operates 850 radio stations in the U.S. and also runs a music streaming service as competitors to brands like Spotify and Apple Music. Well, the statement was issued by CEO Bob Pittman. He says that they are struggling with their $20 billion in debt. It has burdened their capital structure. He says that the company had to file Chapter 11, but they do have enough cash to keep themselves running until the bankruptcy proceedings are done. Gee, does that mean no more iHeart concerts? Oh, and speaking of concerts, Jay-Z and Beyonce are going on tour again with their On the Run Bonnie and Clyde series. Well, honey, apparently they broke Ticketmaster website when tickets went on sale earlier this week, but I hear there are some still available if you act now. And no, they are not cheap. Now, a video posted on social media on March 8th went viral, and it went straight for Bruno Mars' legacy. In the clip, activist Serene Sensi rips Mars apart for his cultural appropriations. If you don't know what that means, she says that he is a cultural appropriator. He is not black at all, and he plays up his racial ambiguity to cross genres. Well, her marks also include her reasoning for Mars becoming dominant in black music and cultural appropriations. She states, quote, "People have realized that they prefer their black music and their black culture from a non-black face. We have artists now that are much more willing to step into black genres." She says that he is a karaoke singer, a wedding singer, and he's the person you hire to do Michael Jackson and Prince covers. Yet, Bruno won Album of the Year Grammy. Prince never won an Album of the Year Grammy, which is true. Well, Bruno Mars famously stated in an interview last year, he says, quote, "When you say black music, understand that you are talking about rock, jazz, R&B, reggae, funk, doo-wop, hip-hop, and Motown." Well, black people created it all, he says. And being Puerto Rican, even salsa music stems back to the motherland. I have to tell you, several celebrities have come out to support Bruno Mars on Twitter, including one of the original funk meisters, Charlie Wilson. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.